This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to New Beginnings. A happy Saturday to you all. And with us right now is the founder of Ripple Connects, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He turns candidates into contenders online at www.rippleconnects.com, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, welcome to the show. Happy Saturday.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Happy Saturday to you. What a beautiful day, and fall season full swing, and leaves are falling. We got enough to do here in winter, and you know what month it is? It's November, and November is National Family Caregiver Month. Uh-huh. And Freddie, this will be the fifth year on New Beginnings that we've dedicated a segment to caregivers. And in my segment, we're going to talk about caregivers coming, re-entering the workforce after being out for some extended amount of time, caring for a loved one and family member and so forth. So I'm very proud to say that this is the fifth year that we've dedicated the career segment on New Beginnings to that topic, that an important, timely and relevant topic of family caregivers.
Absolutely. As you mentioned that, and we were talking in the green room, there's an article in the AARP magazine that focuses on caregiving.
Absolutely. In the November magazine of AARP magazine, there is an article in there about talking about how family caregivers deserve our help. And they talk about some of the stories on how people are caregiving and then, you know, spending time outside their workplace, but also, you know, how do you re-enter? How do you fill that gap when you've been out of that workforce? So I think it's a very important article to read this month in AARP magazine to kind of support what we're doing here on New Beginnings. So it's a good article. It supports what we're doing here today.
Absolutely. And we want to talk about family caregiving as well. What are family caregivers from your experience are going through right now as they are in the process of re-entering the workforce?
Well, we know that family caregivers spend, a lot of time giving that care to a loved one, very under the radar. And, you know, they're providing care, the important care for either an elderly parent or children or so forth. They're going through a lot of, they've lost their workforce identity, Freddie. And that leads to a low confidence, how they're going to get back in, where are they supposed to go? Many of them have quit their jobs or, you know, wanted to do something different. There's a lot of anxiety, Freddie, with trying to re-enter if you're truly going back to a new job or a new opportunity. So I think it's very important that we address that there's many people here in this country that are caregivers for loved ones that may be going back in a different role. And yes, that low confidence, Freddie, they've lost their identity in regards to the workforce. They're doing great work at home. Very important work. You know, I'm one of eight kids, and one of my older siblings was the caregiver for my father with Alzheimer's for several years. He was out of the workforce, but doing that great work of being there for my dad. And I was able to start working with him 5 years ago on how to re-enter. And I am proud to say that my older sibling, my older brother, has just celebrated his 5-year anniversary with this organization that he went back to. So I'm just happy to be able to share that firsthand insight, but also some strategies for caregivers that are looking to go back.
We're going to get to those strategies, but what are some of the barriers, first of all, Joe, that you see the caregivers face when they go back into the workforce, no matter what period of time they've been away?
Well, really, some of the barriers are the gap in their work history. A lot of it is a barrier that they put on themselves, saying, okay, how am I going to talk about the last X amount of months that I haven't been working? That is a barrier that a lot of times the caregiver puts themselves in. And it's not so much on the employment side or their employer side. It's on the barriers that they put around themselves saying, how am I going to talk about the last X amount of months? There's a gap in that interaction with their professional network. They've kind of lost pace with people that they used to work with. They used to consult with and so forth. So that barrier is usually on the person who's coming back. And certainly I've worked with a few people, you know, outside my older sibling that have had to really overcome that barrier in their mind to re-enter the workforce.
So it's more of a mental thing when you think about the barriers, but not. But do you see employers putting up roadblocks to taking in caregivers who have been away from the workforce?
I haven't seen it. It's only if I would say that if they're the caregivers not clear on what they've been doing the last couple of years, if they don't put it on their resume, that might be something that an employer may look at a little closer. I would say on a resume that you might be in a position to note that family caregiving role and the role that you played. But employers welcome back, and help people reinvent, recalibrate, retool their careers. I think the employers will welcome back, but you just have to be careful not to leave a big gap on your resume and not saying anything that they did. And one of my strategies would be to cite the family caregiving role. That will let them know that you have played this important role. So no, the employers are more than open to talking to people that have been out of the workforce. And in Minnesota, I think we do a great job of allowing people to reinvent and recalibrate themselves.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, our career expert on New Beginnings, and we're talking about November, as of course, is National Family Caregivers Month, and we're talking about what happens to a caregiver when they're going back into the workforce. And Joe, you touched on some of the strategies that you suggest for someone in that position. What are more strategies that we can look at?
Really, it ties into some of the things we've talked about. When you want to recalibrate or change up careers, you definitely have to start self-marketing yourself. And what I mean by that self-marketing is that you've gained new skills and accomplishments with being a family caregiver. Let's be honest, it's a very difficult job to take care of a family member who needs care. You're organizing medicines, you're organizing medical appointments, therapy. There's a lot of skills that you do gain from being a caregiver. And you have to start marketing the new you and versus just say, here's my resume, something I did X amount of years ago. The new you needs to be self-marketed. I once had someone tell me that I have a better understanding of the healthcare system because of the care that I was giving my parents. And this person was an engineer. And so now that more the human side to his engineering allowed him to market himself in that role. And so really the best strategy I would say is market who you are and who you've become. And we do that oftentimes through the people that we know. We can use the website LinkedIn to kind of enhance some of the skills that we had. But that's going to build confidence, Freddie, when we talk to advocates and people on our bench to let them know the opportunities out there. So the main takeaway for someone who's been a caregiver is the new you that you've become because of the experience and the skills that you had to learn to be that caregiver. Market yourself accordingly and self-market yourself and talk about how you're better at understanding the needs of an individual and so forth. Freddie, my wife spent 8 years at home with our triplets. And I can tell you when she went to her interview, she talked about how she is better at prioritizing some of the tasks because she was a stay-at-home mom with triplets. She went back in after 8 years, and that's true. She picked up these skills that she didn't have when she decided to stay at home. That's another example of marketing yourself and bringing that up in regards to both informational interviews, actual job interviews, and your self-marketing yourself.
Incredible. Joe, we got to leave it right there, but you do some great work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a house or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on the station with your Market Minute. 3.31 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is up over last year and is a key early indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up 6.5% over the same time last year, which currently sits at $277,000. The 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 3.57%. This is down slightly over last week. So what does this mean for sellers? Interest rates have fallen back and buyer activity has increased. The buyer activity is a bit slower in Minneapolis and St. Paul. However, in the suburbs, it is still a seasonal seller's market. For buyers, it is no time to sit on your hands if you see a home that you like. It is a faster market, so the early bird gets the worm. Thinking about making a move? Then check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
You're listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us this weekend. And as we pivot to talk financial items, I know there are a lot of people who are concerned about their finances, especially. With us right now is Whitney Emanuel. She is the principal behind Strategic Visionaries. The website is strategic-visionaries.com. They're at 612-296-6939. Welcome to the program, Whitney.
Thank you, Freddie.
Glad you're with us. You know, it's interesting that I can imagine that a lot of people are looking at the stock market. They've done this for a few months, and it's kind of maybe a reminder of the 2008 meltdown. In some cases, I'm thinking, I remember the prices on the Dow moved up 500 or 600 points in one day, and then about the same down the next. It was a really bumpy ride. And as we have all this talk here lately, what's your take on it? Should people be concerned about their investments in the stock market at this time?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand people's concerns, especially if you're close to retiring. So, you know, within the next 10 years, you're going to need that money sooner. So I think it's a well-founded concern there. If you're younger, however, you know, if you're under 40 and you have a diversified portfolio and you're working with a financial advisor to manage that risk, I do not believe it's really that big of a concern. In fact, 2008, I mean, people who had diversified portfolios and didn't have all their money in real estate investments recovered. So there is the recovery of the market as well that people forget about. That's why we've had what's called a bull market, which is an up market over the last several years. It's finally leveled out. So people are nervous with the more recent volatility, but it's the nature of the market. So I understand the concern. It's money, but it's not really money until you cash it out. That's what I always tell people.
You always cash it out.
No, that's, I always tell people it's not real money until you cash it out.
Oh, I see.
So it's just a paper value, right? So you would want to be concerned if it went down and then you cashed it out, which is what a lot of people did in 2008. And that further drove down the prices because people were selling low. So it's not, I understand the concern, but I don't think that, I think the concern sometimes comes from just a misunderstanding of the stock market and how it works and how diversified investments should work.
Interesting. Everybody, we're talking with Whitney Emanuel. She is a principal of Strategic Visionaries, and we're talking about the volatility of the stock market and what you can do to ride out the storm. So do you expect this type of volatility, Whitney, to continue throughout 2019? And I've also heard you say just in this show that these ups and downs are what the stock market actually should be doing.
That's right. I mean, the market having the reason that we had such a great last 5 years, you know, right after 2008 up until around, 2017, is because we had to recover after 2008. So what I'm seeing, and when I've talked to a lot of other people, is really leveling out, and that's okay. And like I said, as long as you don't have all your money in one type of investment and you're diversified, then, and you have a long-term perspective, you should be okay.
All right. So are there some things that we should know if we're just getting into the market or if we've been in the market for some time, and I'm thinking about the retirees, that we should really just take into stock and remember as we try to navigate our way through this financial portion of our portfolio?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there are a few key points that I would tell people to consider. The first is watching from the sidelines. It may cost you more to sit in cash on the side of the stock market rather than being invested in the stock market because you will be losing out on valuable gains.
So what does that mean? We should be totally involved with both feet or a toe in, or what does that mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good question too, because you should have liquid cash. You need liquid cash for the day to day. If you have a business, you need more cash. So I don't think
people should have all their money in the stock market because cash is important and it's liquid and it's needed today. But as far as your long-term money and your investable money, I see some people come to me and they cashed it all out and it's in cash. Well, they lost out on the last 5 years of a great market. And that was because they were afraid.
Wow. So you mentioned five things. That's one. What's another thing that we should consider as we're looking at the stock market?
Yeah. So there's a term called dollar cost averaging. And so that is when you are putting in the same dollar amount into the market at the same intervals. So it has nothing to do with emotion. It has nothing to do with timing the market. So for example, someone maybe wants to contribute to their Roth IRA. The maximum amount that you can put into a Roth is $6,000 per year if you're under the age of 50. So, and that's if you meet income limits. So you would be putting in $500 a month rather than trying to time it to make it so that you can try to take advantage of a market down or low. And the beauty of that is because you're not trying to time the market. You don't need to worry. It's a very systematic approach. It takes out the emotion when dealing with your portfolio.
Mm-hmm. So take out the emotion as point number two. Point three might be what?
It might be a good time to take a look at your portfolio. So if you're nervous about how your portfolio is performing, you might be taking on too much risk, or maybe you have too much money in one type of investment. And so do a portfolio checkup, do it with your current financial advisor, or if it makes you feel comfortable, get a second opinion from another financial advisor. So that way you have another perspective. But it's really good to make sure that your portfolio is aligned with both your goals and your risk tolerance.
Point number three, now point number four.
Tune out the noise, gain a longer term perspective. So what does that mean? Don't let the news be your main source of advice when it comes to your investments. It's the media's job to sensationalize. Their job is not to advise on your portfolio. So you make sure, number one, that you have a long term perspective. It's not about making money tomorrow. It's about making money in 10, 20, 30 years. And as long as you have professional advice and you have a diversified portfolio, you don't need to listen to just, you know, even your neighbor, for example, maybe talking about the next hot stock. It doesn't really matter because they're not the financial expert.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. And then your point number five in the five things we need to know to ride out the volatile stock market would be what?
So believe your beliefs and doubt your doubts. So what that means is get a professional opinion. So I know I've said this several times throughout our show today, but it really makes a world of a difference because really your perspective is what really activates you and your actions. So if you have a good perspective about your portfolio and you feel very comfortable with it, then you don't need to be concerned. However, if you're not feeling sure about your portfolio, that's for a reason and you should be talking to a professional about it.
All right. That's Whitney Emanuel. She is the principal of Strategic Visionaries. You can find her at strategic-visionaries.com or by phone 612-296-6939. Whitney, I can't thank you enough for being with us on New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Says the spokesman.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
There are so many times in life when it's important to have a plan. I'm attorney Rachel Schroman, and I can tell you from experience that so much pain can be prevented with an estate plan or an arrangement for long-term care costs. I work with families with many different dynamics and budgets, and my goal is always to give them peace of mind while helping them protect their legacy. Learn more about me at schromanlaw.com. That's S-C-H-R-O-M-E-N-law.com.
Taking prescription medication should not be a scary task. The staff at St. Paul Corner Drug makes certain you know everything about your prescription medication before you leave the pharmacy. Knowing what to expect and when and how to take your prescriptions gives you the confidence to safely take your medication and maintain good health. Should additional questions arise, we are here to help sort things out. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be, at stpaulcornerdrug.com.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Welcome to the weekend, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and we're going now to West Metro Hypnosis. And that's where we find its founder, Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, 952-222-3975. Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Freddie. I'm so happy to be here with you today. And I want to talk today about paying our bills. So last week I mentioned about doing a session with somebody, and it was really about taking them to the next level of their success. And part about discovering our next level of success is also thinking about how we feel about money. And I think one of the biggest action steps that we can take, because in order to experience different outcomes, it requires us to take different action steps. One of the biggest changes we can make is changing our mindset about how we pay our bills. So typically, what most people do when they get bills, they either get them online or they get them in the mail or whatever, and we open them and we think, oh my gosh, I have to pay this much money to this company for doing this service. Oh my gosh, it's so much money, and I could use that money for something else, and just the whole blah, 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 blah of the conversation that we have. Instead of taking a moment to really be grateful for the service that they provided. Let's take, for example, the garbage company, paying our garbage bills and thinking what would happen if we didn't have that service. And instead of begrudgingly paying for that service, to really take a moment and stand in appreciation and gratitude for that company that comes on a weekly basis, who is reliable, who is responsible. You know that you can count on them. They do a good job. They take your garbage away. They deal with it. We don't, all we have to do is roll it to the end of the street and then roll it back into the garage. I mean, how amazing is that? Or our electricity bill, that we can look at our electricity bill and say, thank you for the 30 days of service that we've received, that the lights are on, that we can go and just by the flip of a switch, have a hot stove to cook on, or an oven to warm something in, or a vacuum cleaner to clean the floor, our water bill, that we can turn on the faucet and have clean running water, hot, even hot water for a hot bath or a hot shower, whatever it is. To really make that tweak and stand in true gratitude and appreciation for these services, and then to willingly and appreciatively make the payment. A lot of times these are set up automatically to be done online. And so sometimes during the month when we're going through our statements online, we're just looking at them and we think, oh my gosh, it's so much money. But taking a moment to really become aware of gratitude and appreciation for all of these things that make our lives so much easier. And to even imagine our life, our lives and what they would be like if we didn't have these services. This can be a tremendous action step that each and every one of us, and I include myself in this too, this is a great reminder for me to really become more aware of how we think about the give and the take, the cycle of money and our mindset around it. So that's my invitation for everyone today, is to make this little tweak, even if it's just for the next 30 days, and just check in with yourself and see what happens. And if you want to share your stories, I'd love to hear them.
That's Kelly Von Heidenkamp for West Metro Hypnosis, 952-222-3975. And our program still moves right on along.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
As our program continues today on New Beginnings, I'm Freddie Bell. Welcoming to our platform now, Ms. Kay King. She is the Older Adults Program Coordinator and Community Educator for NAMI, Minnesota. Hello, Kay. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Freddie. Thank you.
Glad you're with us. And you've got a big event coming up on Wednesday, November 6th, Gray Matters, Depression in Older Adults. Can you tell us a little bit about what will be taking place at that event on November 6th?
Actually, it's going to be an hour and a half program, and it's at the Info Center that AARP has at Mall of America. It's open to the public. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about the real key point is that, you know, depression is not a normal part of aging. And talking a little bit about some signs and symptoms, a little bit about suicide prevention. And also we'll just be talking about, you know, how does one live, you know, a healthy lifestyle that includes both their mental health and their physical health.
This sounds like it's really an important event. Now, is this just for older Americans? And I'm wondering, who are the older Americans, or is it for older Americans and their families?
Really, anyone in the general public is welcome. It's going to be through the lens of older adults, but certainly if you're an adult child of someone in your family that might be, you know, managing, experiencing, or living with depression, or you're concerned about someone that has had some changes in their life that, you know, might find themselves in a different place than they were a few months ago, It's fine for them. It's also fine for professionals, health professionals. They don't have to be a mental health professional, but a professional that works in healthcare, volunteers that work with seniors. Examples of those would be someone who's like a Meals on Wheels volunteer, someone who's a befriender at a faith community, pastoral care staff, anyone who really volunteers with older adults as a visitor, maybe at a nursing home or assisted living, family members, and older adults themselves.
Interesting. So what are some of the risk factors when it comes to talking about depression? How can family members, how can professionals start to recognize some of these?
And recognize is the key word, Freddie. We're not trying to diagnose. We're all of us are first aiders. I'm not a mental health professional. I'm an educator. So, you know, you're looking for changes. You know, someone typically has seen their cup half full most of their life, and all of a sudden the cup looks half empty. That's a change for that person. If someone is having too much sleep, too little sleep, could be either. That could be a change for them. If someone has some losses, and losses really are a wide variety. Could be a loss of a longtime home because someone's going to be moving. It could be a loss of health, maybe some eyesight loss or hearing loss. It could be some changes in use of substances, you know, for older adults, and the most misused substances, alcohol. It could be someone who's retiring, so that's a loss of purpose, perhaps, or at least a purpose that's much of the hours of your day. There just are quite a few things that can be changes, and that doesn't mean you live with major depression. You know, sometimes that's grief and loss, and grief and loss are not an illness. It's something that we all experience.
And there are ways to cope with those situations that do happen in our lives from time to time.
There are, and older adults are really resilient. I mean, if you've made it to 75, 80, 90s, you've learned some strategies in life. All of us have had losses. So, you know, using some of the strategies you already know, and then in addition to that, there's some other suggestions of how you can feel better.
All right. So if there are people who are interested, and I know that they are, how can you register for this event?
Actually, if you you can just come. There is adequate space at the Info Center, but you can also go off to ARP's website and actually be able to register there. And it's all right to just drop in. You don't have to pre-register. So if it's something at the last minute that you're going to be by Mall of America, we would very much you know, welcome people joining us. It's from 6 to 7:30, and that's on Wednesday, November 6th. And again, it's the Info Center at Mall of America for ARP.
The name of the event is Gray Matters, Depression in Older Adults. And we've been talking with Kay King, Older Adults Program Coordinator and Community Educator for NAMI Minnesota. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and thank you for joining us this weekend on New Beginnings. And right now, joining me is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Her name is Kitty Harris, a regular on our New Beginnings program. Hello, Kitty. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. So glad you're with us. And every time I talk with you, there's just a bundle of activities happening at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. If you don't know, they're located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis, and you can reach out to them at 612-344-2221. A lot of activities in October, and you're preparing for November.
Yes, we just finished up closing out a busy month in October, and as everyone knows, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so we were so very lucky to partner with North Point Health and Wellness, one of our on-site clinics, to have be a part of their See, Test, and Treat, which is an annual event that they do where they have 3 days for women to come out and get treated. And each day is focused on, one day is focused on English speaking women, one day is focused on Spanish speaking women, and one day is focused on the Hmong speaking women. And so very excited that we were able to continue that partnership this year for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as well as host our own breast cancer screening in partnership with Park Nicolet. And we had mammography van on site and were able to provide free breast cancer screenings for women in the community with same day results.
Well, that's exciting. How many folks, or did you have an estimate of how many people took advantage?
Between those four events, we had over 100 women that were screened for mammograms. And so we're very excited. It's so many collaborative partners in the state of Minnesota that work together tirelessly every year for that event. And so we've already started our planning for our next year event. And so since we worked so hard on getting that, we actually ended the month this past Thursday with having a Halloween bingo here at the center for the community.
You got to tell me about the Halloween bingo.
So the Halloween bingo is something that we've been doing every year around Halloween time, where we give our older adults an opportunity to come dressed up in costumes and, of course, get candy, but more importantly, get bingo prizes. It's a very key component of continuing to be socialized and continuing to recognize that as we age, we still want to find those opportunities to come together and have fun. And so people can always go on our Facebook page and look under the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center Facebook page and check out our wonderful photos of our events. And so people will get to see some of our beautiful costumes that people had on this past week.
Wow. And November is right out at our footsteps, and a lot of activities lined up for November as well.
Yes, as we go into November and start to get into the holiday season, we will continue to host our monthly sing out. So on Veterans Day, we will have a sing out with Alive and Kicking that will be on Monday, November the 11th at 1:30 p.m. And Alive and Kicking will be having that community sing out. But we have also partnered with the Red Cross to host another blood drive. And we're going to be doing that on Wednesday, November the 13th. And then to round that week off, making it such a busy week, on Friday, November the 15th, we're going to host our first Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center Fish Fry.
All right. A lot of great activities at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Marijuana legalization might not mean a lot to you professionally, but it may to your clients and employees, bankers and investors, property owners and landlords. Minnesota Lawyer has got your back with the CanCon Business Symposium on Wednesday, November 6th at the Depot, Minneapolis. Denver-based researcher, the Marijuana Policy Group, will present data on the economic impact legislation has had in Colorado and how that might translate to Minnesota. You'll hear from professionals in other states that legalized marijuana about what's at stake for you. Human resources professionals can learn about the effects on employees and how the hiring process could change. Attorneys will learn how to protect their clients. Commercial real estate brokers and agents will hear about investment opportunities from an expert panel. Speakers include Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, Speaker of the House Ryan Winkler, and Senators Melissa Franzen, Jeff Hayden, and Scott Jensen, as well as several Minnesota business leaders. Learn strategies that work at the CanCon Business Symposium on Wednesday, November 6th at the Depot, Minneapolis. Register now at canconmn.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and so glad you're with us this early Saturday morning. And with us right now, as we change our focus, so to speak, we're going now to Vision Loss Resources in Minneapolis, where we have the opportunity right now to talk with two fine people, Susan Anderson, who is the Associate Director of Programs for Vision Loss Resources, and also Mark Dahlberg, who is a Program Manager for the same company, doing business in our Twin Cities for quite some time. If you'd like to reach out to them, It is 612-871-2222. Susan and Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Freddie.
It's our pleasure. We want to talk about caregiving. And I'm wondering if you can, first of all, as we start, can you share the percentage of seniors who actually have a vision impairment problem right now?
Sure. Well, according to the National Eye Institute, they report that 1 in 5 Americans between the ages of 65 and 74 will be living with an age-related eye disease. And then once we reach 75, that number increases to 1 in 3. And so then when we look at the demographic just in Minnesota, in the next 20 years, Minnesotans over 65 will nearly double, and older adults will end up making 1/5 of our state's population.
So that's a really big number when you think about that. And I'm wondering, how are people getting along when you have numbers that large who are having some type of vision loss issue?
With that big number, right, the likelihood that one of us could be one with a vision loss or working with someone with a vision loss is going to be more and more likely over time. And what's unfortunate is that people don't realize the resources that exist to help support them through the vision loss piece. You know, and that's why we're here speaking with you today, hopefully getting that awareness out. And just by calling that number, you're able to get connected to resources, equipment, training, the emotional support needed to help adapt to vision loss.
So let's peel it back just a little bit. We're talking about the percentages and so forth and the number of people with vision loss. But I'm wondering, tell us a little bit about what Vision Loss Resources does in order to help people, to help the person who is actually the caregiver.
There's a bunch of different things that we do that help all the caregivers. When somebody is a caregiver to somebody who has vision loss, they can call us and we can talk to them about different respite options. So for instance, there are support groups available for that person to help them with the emotional aspects of the vision loss. There are trainings that can be done.
So it sounds like a lot of one-to-one services that can really help that individual and meet them exactly where they are.
Absolutely. I think that's really what makes us a unique service, is everything is client-driven. Everything is about the person with the vision loss and how we can help them maintain independence. And with working with caregivers, there's that fear of, you know, what do I do now for my parents? Should they move out of their house? Can they actually be safe living on their own? Mm-hmm. And we're able to sit down with both the caregiver and the client and really open up the door to seeing that there is a possibility for that to happen. And like Mark said, that emotional support piece, we have 30 to 35 support groups all around the metro area. And that really gives some peace of mind to the actual client experiencing vision loss, that they have a place to go to, a resource that they can use to have someone understand what it's like to be them. And that, in a sense, gives relief to the caregiver as well. They have some support, knowing that their loved one is being taken care of or feels heard in that way. And then Mark had mentioned too, just the training that we offer. So going into the home and looking at how can we make this place a place where you can be independent. And so we look at each room. So say it's the person still wants to cook, but they can't read the recipes, or just something as simple as, I want to heat up my coffee. I live on my own and I have to spend 10 minutes looking for that 1 minute button on the microwave. What we can do is go in and help with that training. So it's looking at the microwave, how can we make that tactile? There's so many modern conveniences in our appliances, but they're not very convenient for the person that's visually impaired. So there's a lot of those flat screened devices. So with the microwave, we can put a tactile bump dot on the 1 minute button. And that way they're able, instead of relying on their vision, they can rely on just feeling where that bump dot is to heat up their coffee. So it's teaching the caregiver and the client about this creative thinking in which you can still do what you used to do. It just might look a little bit differently.
Interesting.
And so we offer that one-on-one support, and then we can also do small group training as well. Again, it's whatever the client is most comfortable and the caregiver.
So as that caregiver, how might someone identify vision loss in their loved one?
So there's a few different ways. If you notice that your loved one is starting to have difficulty reading print, a lot of people will squint or they're tilting their head to try to read something. That might be a sign. If somebody is complaining that the light is too bright, or maybe the light is too dim, that might be something. A big thing we hear about is people start to have difficulty recognizing faces. which can be a big deal. So somebody's walking down the hall and they pass them and they don't recognize who that is, something like that. Changes in their personal appearance. Sometimes you might notice that somebody has a stain on their clothing, and it's not because they maybe gave up caring about what they look like. They might not even realize that they have something that's on their shirt or on their blouse or something like that. A big thing I hear about a lot is people withdrawing from their leisure activities. So say somebody used to, you know, be able to play cards and they love to get together and play cards. But all of a sudden that person kind of stopped playing cards and people wonder, you know, what's going on. And it might just be that the person's having a hard time reading the faces of the cards, or they can't read the bingo card anymore, so they stop playing bingo, things like that. Or changes in table etiquette. That could be another sign. Or even somebody acting confused or disoriented can be a sign that their vision is getting worse, and so they're having trouble kind of maneuvering through their house or through places that they used to be familiar with, and it's becoming more difficult.
You mentioned a couple tips, like the bump dots. Are there a couple of quick ones that you can add that might add to the list to help someone?
Well, what we find is really helpful if you start to think in contrast. So as our vision is decreasing, anytime we can increase the amount of contrast for someone can be really helpful. And so you can apply that in a variety of different ways. So say someone is pouring a cup of coffee, but they can't see when that coffee reaches the top because they've poured it into a dark mug. So an alternative is to pour it into a white colored cup. And that way you're able to see that contrast between the dark coffee and the white cup. Other things with changing the faceplate on a outlet, so it's a contrasting color to the paint. Just give someone enough of an area where they can focus and know, okay, that's right where I need to plug it in. Or even if you go, we were talking about how an indicator might be that someone is bumping into things, like bumping into door jams. So it might be that the contrast isn't high enough for them to see. So we've had people put in a light colored tape around thresholds of doors so that it's easier to see where the door frame is, or even just throwing a blanket on the side of someone's sofa so that when they're maneuvering through the living room, they're not constantly bumping their legs into the side of the couch or the side of the table. So again, just thinking in that contrast.
One of the big things we talk about as far as training goes is getting people decluttering and getting rid of things that they don't need. So in the bathroom, for instance, if there's a bunch of products there that are expired, but they have to look through all those products to try to find the one that they want. The big thing is just to declutter everything and then set up in every room, even like little catch-all boxes. So like, for instance, in the living room, if you have the remote control for the TV in that box, maybe a pair of reading glasses, a pen, a pad of paper, things that you reach for a lot. So if you keep those in those catch-all boxes, then when you go to look for them, it's not that hard to find them because you know they're in this specific area. And of course, that's easier said than done. It takes some doing to get into the habit of doing that. But those are some quick and easy tips.
A little practice. We're just about out of time. Tell us how to get in contact with Vision Loss Resources and whether or not there's a cost for your service.
Sure. It's really easy. All you need to do is call our number. So it's 612-871-2222. We do not need a doctor's referral. You can self-referral yourself or call for a loved one. There's no insurance necessary. And it's as simple as that. So once you just call us up and let us know that you're looking for more information or more support or more resources or just don't know where to begin, we'll set up an appointment to come meet you out right in the home and offer you an assessment and explain all of our services and resources that are available to you. Oh, yeah. And then as far as cost, so we're Vision Loss Resources is a nonprofit. And so our services are low and no cost, thankfully, to the individual donations and grants that we receive. And for the services that we do have a fee attached to it, it's based on a sliding scale fee. And we partner with State Services for the Blind. So a lot of times, if there is a cost to the service, we're able to partner with them and get authorizations in which they're able to, so there isn't an out-of-pocket expense to the client that we're serving.
Great. Mark Dahlberg, Program Manager for Vision Loss Resources, and Susan Anderson, the Associate Director of Programs for the same company, 612-871-2222, and you're listening to New Beginnings. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.